Number 21 from October 2014. Are you just walking? Because of my additional responsibilities, I have found that the best time to do my walking is very early in the morning. Oftentimes I start out in the dark, and then as I move along, the dawn comes creeping out. But it does seem to make people wonder who this nut is that's trudging along the road in the dark. Occasionally people will stop and ask me if I need help, which is nice. But I don't know if they mean I need help because my car broke down somewhere, or if I need mental help because I'm a lunatic walking in the dark. I hope it's the car breakdown thing. Last month I was walking in the semi-darkness of early morning, and a car came up behind me and stopped. A pleasant-looking middle-aged woman rolled down her window and asked me, "Are you just walking, or are you trying to get someplace?" I told her I was just walking, but thanked her for stopping and being concerned. It seemed like a bit of a dangerous thing for her to do, but she must have thought I looked harmless. I thought about what she had asked me, and it seemed more profound the more I thought about it. Are you just walking, or are you trying to get someplace? If by that question she meant that my walking was aimless and purposeless wandering, then that certainly wasn't true. I was not just walking. I was walking with the intent that it would increase my heart rate, lower my cholesterol, lower my weight, and make me healthier. However, if by that question she meant that I must have run into misfortune with a vehicle and was trying to walk to help, that was not true either. Actually, I was doing both things. I was walking, and I was getting somewhere with my health. Then I thought about her question from an eternal perspective. All of us walk through this life, but do we have purpose and direction? Or are we just walking and not trying to get someplace? Are we just aimlessly putting one foot in front of the other through life until we breathe our last and then that is it? Or do we believe we are going somewhere? People who have no meaning in their life are almost always people who have no goal, no direction, and no purpose. Christians are not just walking, but walking with someone and for someone. We are walking with the Lord, doing the work He gave us of loving other people as long as we have breath. If we are living for ourselves, we are just walking. But if we live for the Lord, we are definitely headed somewhere.